USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former FBI Director James Comey and the former Attorney General Loretta Lynch can both expect subpoenas soon from the House Judiciary Panel. Comey recently on Twitter saying he wants it to be a public hearing, but South Carolina Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy, who chairs the House Oversight Committee, says,
has the FBI ever conducted an interview in public, and has the FBI ever conducted an interview where you were limited to 5 minutes, which is what happens in congressional hearings?
Gowdy and other Republicans say they want to look in further to the investigation of Hillary Clinton's email and decisions that were made and not made leading up to the November elections in 2016. Officials say 77 people have been killed by the Camp Fire in Northern California, and over 1,000 people are still listed as missing. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump suggesting he'd be okay with it if Saudi Arabia's crown prince did lie about the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In an interview on Fox News Sunday, President Trump said, quote, "We do have an ally, and he wants to stick with an ally that in many ways has been very good," in the president's words. That's despite a CIA assessment which says, with high confidence, it believes the crown prince ordered Khashoggi's killing. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson, the incumbent Democrat, has conceded now to Florida's Governor Rick Scott in that Senate race in Florida after Tallahassee's Mayor Andrew Gillum conceded his Democratic run against Congressman Ron DeSantis for Florida Governor. Gillum releasing a Facebook video over the weekend.
RJ and I wanted to take a moment to congratulate Mr. DeSantis on becoming the next governor of the great state of Florida.
Gillum referring to his wife RJ, who appeared with him in the video. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
I want you to know that this coming Thanksgiving, we're thankful for you.
That's the vice president as he stopped by Anderson Air Force Base in Guam for a Sunday visit with military service members and their families.
I hope you have taken note of the fact in the first 2 years of this administration, we made the largest investment in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan. We're rebuilding our military. We're restoring the arsenal of democracy. And we also included the largest pay raise for military personnel in nearly 10 years.
Vice President Pence was heading home at the time from the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in New Guinea. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin's denying that Moscow ever interfered with the 2016 U.S. election. The Interfax news agency reports that at a pre-G20 summit meeting in Singapore, Putin denied any involvement when Vice President Mike Pence brought up the issue. A Kremlin spokesman saying the conversation took place while the leaders were discussing key problems that will be discussed further at the upcoming G20 summit. That summit in Argentina will be the first G20 ever hosted in South America. And residents of Barrow, Alaska will now be without sunlight for a couple of months. Yesterday was the shortest day of the year there, but daylight is now not expected to be back at all until January 23rd. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.